Please be seated. Today is July 20th, and every July 20th, our church celebrates a feast day in honor of the holy and glorious prophet Elias, or Elijah, or Elias. There's so many pronunciations. Anyone who's named Elias, Elijah, Elias, we have people in our church named that. This is the saint, and he lived in the Old Testament times back around 900 BC. His name means Yahweh, which is the sacred name of God. Yahweh is my God. My God is Yahweh. So Elias had a very glorious and illustrious life. He suffered many things. He's kind of a monk, you know, sort of guy in the Old Testament, which was unusual because in the Old Testament it was more typical that people would marry and have children and have many children. Elias did not. And he did quite a few miracles. And you can read his life in the, depending what version of the Bible you're reading, in the books called Kings or Reigns. You can look it up. But today's feast day is not called his memory. When we normally celebrate a saint, we celebrate the day they died, or some, for some, like John the Baptist, the day they were born, for the Theotokos, the day she was born. Or maybe when their holy relics were moved from one place to another. But in the case of the prophet Elias, he did not die. So the name of this feast is called his ascent into heaven. But more precisely, it's called his ascent as if into heaven. Okay? So according to what I've read, he is being kept by God somewhere, not heaven. I mean, can you breathe in heaven? I guess maybe if God wants you to breathe in outer space, but he's being kept somewhere and preserved until around the second coming. And then other writers have said that those two prophets that will appear to rebuke the Antichrist towards the end of the time will be those two individuals who in the Old Testament never died. And that would be Enoch. If you read in Genesis, all those people who lived 900 years and then he died. And the next one lived, 875 years and then he died. And it talks about Enoch. And it says, and Enoch was no more. He went to be with God, whatever. So, okay, it's very precise that he did not die. And similarly for Elias, it's described that a fiery chariot came down. I won't say spaceship because maybe it wasn't. But a fiery chariot came down and took him away. So he's coming back at the end of time. So that's why we celebrate his feast today. Not as his death, not as his birth, but we remember that he went. So he prays. In his life, you will see that his prayers, by the prayers of a righteous man like he was able to shut the heavens so that it would not rain. And it did not rain in Israel in that area to punish the people for 3 years. As a matter of fact, he sort of coerced the will of God. Because God doesn't like to withhold the rain from even the sinners. He says he shines his sun and he rains on sinners, the just and the unjust. But the prophet Elias prayed and the Lord heard him. And in order to soften his heart so that he would pray, so that he would let it rain, so to speak, the Lord sent him on this journey. He said, if you read the life, it says, eat, get up and eat if you have a long journey. And so he ate, and then the raven comes back and brings him more food. He says, eat more, you have a long journey. And then he goes on this journey, and the point of the journey was to see the suffering of the people because of the drought. And the Lord wanted him to feel that compassion for the people and pray. In any event, it's a very deep, profound thing. If you want to read it and read the explanations, you'll do well. So anyway, may we have his prayers wherever he is, and why don't we stand and pray now.